I made a conscious effort to regain control of my health and my body. But I didn't want to do a crash diet. I was a mom now. I needed to change my ways and set an example for my child. So I turned to no one other than my good friend and fitness and nutrition confidant, Marco Borges. I've worked with him for years to keep me on track, motivated, and ahead of the health game. Yet, as much as I follow and trust his advice, when I would hear him talk about the amazing benefits of a plant-based lifestyle, I would think, that sounds amazing. I would love to experience those benefits, and while I can incorporate those good foods into my life, I knew I could never eat that way. I love food too much. Something needed to happen for me to come around. I needed to be ready. A year later, around November 2013, my husband and I decided we wanted to try a completely plant-based diet with Marco. I had lost my pregnancy weight with his help through an exercise and nutrition program and was ready for another challenge. I decided I wanted to take a more proactive role in my health, and knowing all the amazing benefits, I knew this was the one. I was ready. And so, the journey began that helped me get into the best shape of my life. Little did I know the long-lasting effects it would have. I thought, like with most diets, I would feel deprived and hate food, that I would miss out on restaurants and celebrations, that I would get headaches and be irritable, etc. I was wrong about all of that. It took a few days to adjust, but what I discovered was increased energy, better sleep, weight loss, improved digestion, clarity, and an incredibly positive feeling for my actions and the effects it would have on those around me and the environment. I couldn't believe how much of our health we can control with food, and that I could still love food, but this time it would love me back. Like the walnut tacos you'll find in here? Oh my. We even celebrated my husband's birthday with an all-vegan party. I can still see the reaction on our friends' faces. Some were extremely excited, while others had some reservations. But in the end, we all enjoyed it immensely. My greatest discovery was that I would benefit from the best gift I could give myself and my family, my health. I'm sharing my experience because I want the best for everyone, and I would like for anyone who thinks that this isn't for them, even though they may know of the incredible benefits, that they can do it. You deserve to give yourself the best life you can. Empowerment starts within you and your decisions. You can control the quality of your life with the food you eat. The truth is that if a Houston-born foodie like me can do it, you can too. You just need to try it for 22 days. Beyonce.
Introduction. I welcome this opportunity to write the introduction to this important audiobook, as awareness is the first step in healing. For almost four decades, my colleagues and I at the nonprofit Preventive Medicine Research Institute and the University of California, San Francisco, have conducted clinical research proving the many benefits of comprehensive lifestyle changes. These include a whole foods, plant-based diet, naturally low in fat and refined carbohydrates, like the one described in this book, stress management techniques, including yoga and meditation, moderate exercise, such as walking, and social support and community, love and intimacy. In short, eat well, move more, stress less, and love more. Many people tend to think of advances in medicine as high-tech and expensive, such as a new drug, laser, or surgical procedure. We often have a hard time believing that something as simple as comprehensive lifestyle changes can make such a powerful difference in our lives. But they often do. In our research, we've used high-tech, expensive, state-of-the-art scientific measures to prove the power of these simple, low-tech, and low-cost interventions. These randomized control trials and other studies have been published in the leading peer-reviewed medical and scientific journals.